We are delighted to receive love and support from so many fine restaurants around Metro Denver when we produce Live at the Vineyards coming up on August 9th. In studio, the proprietors of Willow Creek Restaurant in Evergreen, Curtis and Christopher Lincoln. Husband and wife, been in business making food and family together for a little while.
Long time, yeah.
Okay. Good to have you both. They're smiling, and we're smiling because they brought food.
They gave us the preview.
They gave us the preview of just something that whatever was on their mind. What's the method behind your madness? What's your energy, your passion for doing the hard work that is running a restaurant?
Well, certainly the food is a big part of it, but Willow Creek, you know, is a outstanding environment that really exemplifies Colorado. But I'll talk about the food a little bit. Today, I brought a couple of our signature dishes, our rigatoni with homemade sausage and my San Marzano tomato sauce and the peanut butter cups and, of course, the quinoa salad. These are all staple items that I thought would be great for you guys here. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to talk about what we're doing at the Vineyard.
Yeah, well... After that announcement, I suspect everybody will be to work on time this morning.
there's enough for a few of us. Now, the one of the things I noticed about the quinoa salad is that you pickled your own relish. It's pickled relish.
We do everything at the restaurant from scratch, and as much as possible, we use Colorado product. So if it's a beet. Or my husband, if I can't find him, can usually be found in the woods looking for mushrooms. Down to the lettuces that we choose. Yeah, I know. I worry about that.
Well, Willow Creek is, and Curtis and Christopher Lincoln are our guests, all the way down from Evergreen. Where is it in relation to, I guess, the lake, the landmarks?
We are actually located right on the lake, and it's 29029 Upper Bear Creek Road. Our patio is probably the most pristine patio in the world, actually. We overlook, I'm joking. No, I'm not.
No, Evergreen Lake. She's not. I see the pictures.
It is fantastic. We have elk, we have hummingbirds, we have geese, we have crazy birds that no one's seen before.
So it's not a hectic urban scene as well. It's just very idyllic almost.
I mean, it really is, and we feel very fortunate, the best restaurant patio in Colorado. We do some of the work, flowers and things like that, but the nature is incredible, and it's a really comfortable environment to enjoy it in.
Curtis and Christopher Lincoln from Willow Creek in Evergreen, the website willowcreekevergreen.com. What are you serving on August 9th at the Balistory Vineyards? What are you bringing for our guests?
Well, I've done this for many years now,
yes,
and I've
done
a lot of events with Balistory, and I try to mix it up every year, and I've done it so many years, it's starting to be a challenge. I'm on a big...
You can repeat. That's all right.
I'm on a big succotash kick this year, not only because it's good, but it's also fun to say, and you don't often get succotash.
We have a song by that name, by the way.
Do you?
Herbie Hancock.
The succotash is a traditional American Indian dish, actually, but it's a combination of corn, and this is the time for corn now in Colorado.
Yes, it is.
And also, there's a lot of products that we didn't used to be able to get in Colorado, but the kind of artisan farming is coming along. So fresh peas, and if you've never had fresh peas, they're nothing like the peas that most of us grew up with, including myself. Fresh peas, favas, peppers. I put some lemon in mine and garlic. And that's going to be served with braised pork belly. And then the other dish I'm doing is Oregon albacore, which is not from Colorado because we don't have an ocean here.
We have to bring them in from Oregon. What is?
It's a sauce made from tuna. It's kind of hard to – it's something you have to try to explain.
I know tartar sauce.
No, tonnado is...
I'm pedestrian in my taste.
Well, it's made with tuna, but if you think of something like Caesar dressing that's made with anchovies...
Okay, nice.
It's a traditional Italian thing. It's really wonderful together.
Fantastic.
Curtis Lincoln there, wearing his chef shirt, chef's coat there with the crossover. You guys look so cool when you do that. Christopher Lincoln as well, part of the passion and the design behind Willow Creek in Evergreen. I'm hungry.
So you know, it's coming up really, really fast. And you know the kinds of people that we get out there at Ballastieri. I mean, they're not shy about coming back through that line and everything. And it really is a wonderful time. Do you ever get a chance to catch any of the music, or do you kind of slip away, or that's it? You're just serving.
We have our spot.
You have your spot.
You know, it depends on where we're positioned. Last year we were at a great spot, but we 2 years, yeah.
2 years.
But we try hard. This year we're going to bring an extra body.
Oh, good.
So that we can mingle a little more than normal. We're used to just putting our heads down and work. This year we're hopeful
initially when people start arriving, yeah.
Yeah, and when you're little business owners like we are, we rely heavily on our incredible staff. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a little more room to mingle this year at Ballastieri Vineyards. Our footprint a little bit larger.
Mm-hmm.
When we get restaurants like Willow Creek, it's calm. It's like a festival. It's kind of like a food festival. You would hear like a bunch of different concert, you know, bands.
Yeah.
This is great, great food.
Yeah, and again, just to be clear, because you're talking about succotash, but you do serve a wide variety of dishes that do include meat, correct?
The succotash is actually a garnish now for my salmon dish. Yeah. We serve some meats. You know, it was funny. I was talking to Victor earlier. Rabbit is a feature at our restaurant, and I put it on as a joke on Easter when we opened in the first year.
Our kids thought we were eating the Easter bunny.
Yeah. And I ended up in USA Today in top 10 pastas in the country with my rabbit pasta. Yeah. But I have steaks and pork, and our chicken dish is arguably one of the best in the region, too. It's really all over the map. It's very jazz-like. We change it up almost every day at the restaurant, the menu.
Yeah.
However, vegetarians can come and not have that thing that's an afterthought.
Okay.
We really, if you're a vegetarian and you say, I'm not in the mood for whatever the vegetarian dish is, he'll do anything.
He'll come up with something. That's the master chef.
Well, and nice to communicate with the people there. And, you know, you can send a message back and get something. Or I'm told you come out to the table and, you know, when you're needed as a consultant, you can, you know, get me through this meal. I don't know what to do, chef.
Quite a bit. And, you know, it's funny with cooks, and I don't know how it is with musicians. You know, we get a lot of special requests. We do our very best to accommodate them within reason.
There you go.
And it's part of what brings people back. Yeah. And it's a challenge to us, too. Yeah. And in the end,
it's fun.
It's fun.
Do you accept rabbits? I'm just curious.
Right now, we have.
As guests?
As presentation. I mean, there seem to be all over a lot of people's neighborhoods lately. I'm just curious.
We only get the really tall, bald rabbits.
Oh,
yeah, we only serve mean rabbits.
Okay.
So
the bad rabbit.
Bad
rabbit. Curtis and Christopher Lincoln from Willow Creek and Evergreen, the website willowcreekevergreen.com.
All right.
They are serving at this year's Live at the Vineyards event on August 9th. You can enjoy their fare with us. Check it out, KUVO.org.
That's it, man. Eats and beats. We actually got the eats, too. Yeah.
That's really great.
Good.
You're
to
welcome.
Have you
Thank
here.
You again.
All right. And we will see you a week from Saturday at Ballastieri for the New Orleans Rhythm Review.